Hello and welcome back to the Honey Temple. My name is Lee, and today we are going to take a look at the difference between self-care and soul self-care and what 10 steps to soul self-care you can take in October 2022. Back after the intro. Intuitive wellbeing coach and teacher. Most of you will know me through my business and social media as Soul Self Mastery. I'm the founder of the Hormone Balance Chakra course, and I coach women back to wholeness, giving them step-by-step tools and techniques that helps them connect with her, H-E-R, that feminine energy that will allow you to heal, elevate and rebalance. I hope you enjoy the Honey Temple, allowing you to be your own. Hello, it's so good to be back. It is October and the month of letting go, the month where the veil is very thin, and I just love the colours of autumn also. And I did an energy reading for October. If anybody missed it, I wasn't able to do the podcast audio version at the time, so it is available on my YouTube channel. And it's about a 40-minute video that just explores the energy for October. And I break it down week by week. And what I promised that I would do was come on and do a few podcast episodes on the how-to. So in that video, talking about the energies of the energy forecast or what we can expect for October 2022, I talk about release. Talked about going into your cave, retreating, really upping our self-care and upgrading self-care to soul self-care. I talked about massive change. There is a solar eclipse in October, and around, I think it's in around the 24th or 25th, and that brings massive changes. Eclipses bring so much energy, and it's all for the good, but it can feel a little unsettling. Things can feel like they're moving quite quickly and out of our control. So when we know what's coming, which is why I do these energy updates, then we can prepare. I also talked about, because we are in the season of Scorpio, Scorpio is connected with the physical body. So for many, we might be feeling physical body symptoms of that release, of retreating, of aches and pains to allow us to slow down and rest. And also you could find sort of detox symptoms. So one of the other things I will talk about, or I did talk about in that energy reading, was knowing what we want. Our dreams, our desires. There was an energy of communication coming up for many of us in different relationships, whether it be with our children, whether it be with work colleagues or our family or our partners, speaking our truth and really looking and reviewing graceful boundaries. And I think for one of the big, October is, in ancient traditions, in ancient Celtic traditions, October is known as the end of the year. The 1st of November is known as New Year's Day. So really the energy for October is a massive death in itself, which I talk about in this video. And it is connected to, you know, when we think about Halloween. So Halloween is all about death. And really that is a version of, you know, the Celtic energy of Samhain. And Samhain is a very sacred turning of the wheel where, you know, you really honour your ancestors. You honour the death of the old and the rebirth. And in order to do that, you know, you have to be aware. You want to stop and reflect and look back what's working, what hasn't been. And then course correct to call in the new. So it's interesting that, you know, we've just come out of September and it's a number 9 month connected to endings, but October also is, but October moves us forward. It brings a little bit of a forward momentum also. And as we lead into November, and November would be a very beginning month. It's, you know, a master number. It's the number 11. It's actually a number connected to Archangel Metatron and the doing and the action. So it's like the falling away. We can be in this place. You know, we could have been in this place all year of wanting stuff to happen our way. And is that, you know, I'm doing all of this work, but I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere. And it can feel very disheartening. And that is just this year. This year is a tough year. You know, I know many people talked about 2020 being tough, but I just think this year is extremely challenging. It is 2022. The number 22 is connected to expansion. And with expansion, there always must be then a contraction. And it feels like, it just feels very fast moving. And I think for October, we're being asked to contract. We're being asked to just stop, rest, go within. And that can take us a while because many of us have been just, you know, busy. So it can almost feel a bit strange, you know, to do that. But I encourage you to watch that video and take some time for you. Listen to the rest of this episode as I talk about self-care and soul self-care. And just watch through abundance, really starting to take hold of your life. It doesn't just, you know, fall in our laps. We need to slow down. We need to go into your cave. We need to go into your feminine, into your shadow self, and rescue those parts of us that we have shut away unknowingly, to bring them to the light so more light can come towards us. Okay, so with all that being said, I want to explore what true soul self-care is versus self-care, and how creating and committing to a daily sacred practice is the key to optimizing health, happiness, and abundance, which is really, you know, what we're all here to do and what we all wish for. So a little bit about me. I have spent over 15 years actually. Sorry, I need to move so it might... I'm sitting on my feet. Let's put the feet on the ground, which is the first step, and we're looking at soul self-care and grounding. So for 15 years I have been really working on this internal stuff. I don't like to call it work because a lot of us have certain connotations against that word work. So then if we call it internal work, then we can be inclined to just avoid it, to procrastinate. Haven't got another word than stuff. It's not very professional and it's not very grandeur. It's just stuff at the minute. So let's just go with it. So this all started for me in 2007 when I attempted suicide. And actually that was on 31st of October, so Halloween night. So I know the power of October. I know what it can bring up. I know the real true death and rebirth energy of it. And from that day, you know, I truly woke up. I woke up and I was never the same again, and for the better. My 30-year-old self back then just really, she just hadn't a clue who she was. She had no idea what she was working towards or how to love herself, which is why I love my work and I like to offer so much to help others to not feel as lost and lonely as I did. And I wasn't even aware I was until it all just came crashing around me, and I really just couldn't take anymore. And I just want to do this stuff and, you know, record these podcasts and do these videos and do my group work and my one-to-ones to give you a hope that there's another way. And you don't actually need to look outside of yourself to be okay. I really want to release the constraints of codependency also. Everything you need is right here. And we have spent many years of our life learning in that learning mode, learning from others, whether it be through schooling or through church or through parenting or through the medical community or through the government and the media. And now it's the time to start remembering. Now it's this time to start accessing that wisdom that is within and really is true soul self mastery. So again, that being said, I feel a good place to start is with self-care. We have certainly seen an explosion of self-care activities, workshops, books, podcasts on this growing movement, I suppose you can call it. But what I want you to ponder is to go deeper, I think. We're really ready to go deeper into soul self-care. I have been working with an awful lot of clients, you know, in the past couple of weeks, and this has been constant. You know, we're doing the self-care and it's like they're not getting anywhere because it's only a top level. It's only like the external level, and we need to go deeper with it to really get to the crux of stuff, to really heal from within. So what is the difference between the two? So self-care, to me, it's taking time to fill up your own cup. And that may look slightly different for everyone. In more official terms, it is an act of replenishing one's state of well-being. So self-care is the doing action. It's quite like the masculine energy, taking whatever measures are required to ensure that your emotional and mental, physical bodies are in balance. Now, Soul care. Soul care to me connects us with our spiritual selves, our higher self, our most authentic self, because our soul is who we are and who we were, I suppose, before we arrived into these physical bodies. And if our soul is tired or grows weary, so will all aspects of our life and body. Therefore, as much as self-care is the doing, the masculine, the action, as I've said, soul care is the feminine, the quiet, the going within, and ultimately believing you're worthy of this care. So in this, I suppose in this episode, I want to explore and list 10 steps of soul self-care for you to consider in October. And they may look, and not just for October, I want you to encourage, now you might not do all of them, you might pick some of them that you like and do them regularly, but I ultimately you want to get to a soul self-care, what I call a daily sacred practice every day to connect with the soul self. Okay, so you these are not self-care steps that are new, okay, but what I am going to attempt to do is allow you to think about them differently, to think about them from the soul point of view, soul self-care. Okay, so they can stay self-care actions, of course, but how you mindfully approach, connect and feel into them really will make that change your first step in your life. And that is key, and that's what did it for me. That was, you know, the golden nugget. Okay, so to help, I suppose, understand soul self-care, before we go into, I want to talk about levels of consciousness. So not in any detail, you know, because I don't want this to be so long. But also, let's, you know, I'll maybe do separate episodes on some of the stuff that comes up here. So there's lots of material out there to read also. So you may or may not know by now that everything is energy. We are energy, and energy runs at a different vibrational level or dimension. So this is known as 3D, 4D, 5D, even goes on to 60, 70, 80, 90. Okay. So for most of our early years, we'll have been living in a level of consciousness known as 3D. And many of us still are human cells. We understand that we have a physical body and that we have emotions and maybe a mental mind, but many of us didn't have that level of conscious awareness that we are more, that there is a soul self, a spiritual body that has been here and in a body many times before. So, and this body has so much wisdom to share, okay, to make this life the best it can be, and us the best version of ourselves that we came here to be. So this is why we have what I call wake-up calls. These are certain events or marks in the road that we have agreed at a soul level to happen to wake us up to a higher level of consciousness and awareness. So for me, as I mentioned, my first wake-up call that literally woke me up to a newer, higher version of me, to more awareness of this, was my suicide attempt back in 2027 when I was 30. So yes, this is extreme and I highly wouldn't recommend this, but I did ignore a lot of stuff, okay? I knew stuff was there, but I hadn't a clue and I just really didn't know where to start. My second wake-up call, I suppose you could call it, was a bit gentler. And although it was just as intense, it was the birth of my third child. I didn't actually know I was pregnant with her for 8 weeks, and I truly believe if I hadn't have listened after Beau was born, changed careers, took a risk, trusted my gut, my intuition, and stepped out of my comfort zone, another wake-up call would come. Well, it did try to come, but again, I was on it. I was like, no, I know you, I see what's happening here, and I've got this. But that's for another day, that topic. So life on earth is just like one big school. And I feel we are taught that we learn from our mistakes, that there are deeper meanings and lessons in things all over. There's symbolism everywhere. And when we are super aware of this, life just flows. And I am living that. It's taken me a while, and some days are good, some days not so good. And those days that are not so good, I am not in the flow. So I quickly know how to get myself back into that. Okay, and it just allows you to really better navigate this thing called life. So when we wake up, when we become more conscious, more aware that there is more, which some of you who are listening will be awake. You really wouldn't be listening to me or have time for me and what I did, what I talk about and what I share and what I teach if you were in 3D. So, you know, we cannot unknow what we know now. And we really must be in this place of openness to grow, to allow all that is and all that is shared to just, I suppose, sink in. To just go that resonates, that doesn't, that might not resonate for now. You might get it later. It might be explained in one way or a different way with somebody else. You know, so this is this period of awakening, you know, is known as the 4D. You know, it's quite a long period and it's a tough place for many to be. So we can stay here for quite a while, quite a few years, just exploring and learning and understanding, because we're still, you know, being human. We still have jobs and we still, you know, might have children and partners and families, you know, that can still be operating in a 3D. So, you know, we actually don't leave, you know, we don't leave as we move from 3D to 4D to 5D. We don't just suddenly, you know, leave. We don't leave the vibration. You know, many of us will go back, we can go back down to 3D and back up to 4D and then up to 5D. And 5D is, you know, really where we are really understanding that there's more really in our spiritual bodies. I suppose a good way of explaining that would be, you know, 3D would be the level of the physical and the mental, and then 4D would be the emotional, and then 5D is moving up to the spiritual. But we will go up and down, you know, every day, weekly, monthly, etc. Okay. And it's important because we have agreed to be human. We've agreed to live this earthly experience, this planet of duality. And yeah, it's not easy, but that's why many of us need to stay grounded. We can't stay up in the spiritual, I suppose, spiritual bypass, spiritual fluffy world forever. It's just, you know, it's not conducive for anybody's health. It is a bit of a dream world, I suppose. But it's okay to hang out there for a bit as you heal and then come back down. And really, when you talk about manifesting abundance, you know, you manifest at the physical level, you know, so we must come back down to that. Okay. So you may also have heard of the word ascension, which means the action of rising to an important position or higher level, the act or process of moving up. And this is what many of us are experiencing right now that have awakened and moved from 3D to 4D, and this is the path of choosing consciously to step into your higher level of light. This is why there are many solar flares assisting us. This is why the Schumann resonance, which is known as Earth's energetic heartbeat, is off the scale at times. But again, that's another topic, and you can go and Google these things and look them up and just learn more about this stuff yourself. And once you awake and you naturally start to move and shift vibration because your soul self knows how good it is for you. But we must transcend fear and lower vibrations that have been gathered up. These can get gathered up around the family line, so build up over years. They can be repeated patterns also from previous lifetimes, or they can be inner child false beliefs and trauma from this lifetime. So it's about facing these fears to transmute them. And this happens in the form of triggers or emotional reactions, which when we are aware and we have this daily sacred practice through soul self-care, we can transcend to a higher level of consciousness to attract more light, love and abundance, which is why, as I said, we are all here. And this is the reason, this is the main reason why I created the Hormone Balance Chakra methodology to teach this and support people through this process in an 8-week period, because it does require a bit of time, requires a bit of learning, knowledge, awareness, practice with having somebody there, support to hold a space. And there really is no quick fix to stuff, no matter what people say, there isn't. I have spent years mastering all of these skills, so I want to use my learnings, my expertise to help others. And I love to do it in a really real and raw way. You know, I don't want to make this stuff complicated or out of reach for people. You know, everybody can be their own healer. I spent years learning all about holistic nutrition, because holistic, the word holistic means whole, So it looks at the body, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You wouldn't get dressed for the day and leave your leg behind. So why do we ignore all of these parts of us? Okay, so I spent 18 months training as a yoga teacher to bring you this gentle, healing, hormone flow yoga practice in the hormone balance chakra modality. And I learned the healing modalities of Reiki and integrated energy therapy over a period of 8 years. So I wasn't teaching from a wounded healer perspective. I was introduced to the healing medicine that is doTERRA essential oils, which are just beautiful plant-based medicine, and also ceremonial cacao. But I used those for myself, just first and foremost, and my family. And once I saw the benefits, I was like, I have to share this stuff with others. So I trained further to be able to do that. And I'm constantly up leveling so that I can first help me and then share with others that are open to listening. And again, if you're not, that's okay. You know, I'm not for everyone and I understand that too. So we're all here experiencing different journeys. And when it's funny, I talk a lot about past lives. And when I bought the Akashic Records Soul Realignment Practitioner course in 2015, I literally opened it and went, oh my goodness, no, closed it again. I just so wasn't ready. I so didn't understand. And I was understanding and working with past life experiences. You know, it's deep. And to first understand that they're actually happening simultaneously now, they're not even in previous lifetimes, they're like all happening linear. And to get your head around that, and that's why it can be affecting us. And I've really feeling that's affecting many in this month of October also. So it just takes time, practice and skill, you know. And I really just didn't want to share that with the world and start to help others until I, first of all, did my own, my family, my friends, and really understood it. So it was only in 2020 when I suppose the world stood still, then I opened the book up again, opened the course up, and I was ready. And all of what I have learned, you know, and there's more to learn. I don't believe you ever get to the point where you know it all. And I haven't even mentioned the deeply feminine priestess training that I took over many years. And this is also forms the follow-up for the hormone balance course. So again, it's only the beginning. So we must unpick and detox and cleanse, work in self-regulation, stress management, just all about the being, you know, healing our foundation so that we can build upon a more solid ground for ourselves and ultimately our family that comes after us and the many generations. And yes, this sounds lovely, doesn't it? It is. It's deep though, and it's challenging at times. And we have, again, to be our human selves. And you know, some days it's not going to work in the schedule, but as long as you have some sort of a basic practice just to rest, to be, to connect with that part of you, then you will stay at this great level and it'll just feel lighter. You know, it'll just feel like it won't feel as hard, I suppose. And really when we do this inner stuff, inner work, it's the old parts of us. Like many of us, you know, we're not whole. These old parts of us literally come out of the shadows. We've put them in the shadows. We've locked them away. These parts of us that are not okay, that we don't like, that are not good enough. And we are bringing them back into the light and integrating them. And like the birthing process, it is beautiful, but equally challenging and totally worth it. Okay, so let's begin. Let's have a look at what the 10 steps are that we can start to think about or adopt starting today. So step one, journal every morning. It is simple. These steps are simple, but when they are done from what I call a soul self-care perspective, they are powerful. So what I find with journaling, and I certainly find this, was that most people do struggle. And the harder you try, and the more then we criticize ourselves, and we just expect too much. We just expect that this amazing writing is just going to flow onto the page. And as I teach, there's three sides to journaling. As with any detox, because journaling is a detox, it's like a cleanse. So there's the three R's: release, receive, and reset. And the reset is the integration. Okay, so you're releasing onto the page. So it just might be words and emotions and frustration that needs to come out. And it can either be a journal, just you're talking yourself, or it can be a letter to somebody that you've had difficulties with. And then there's a beautiful place once you release the old stagnantation inside. As I say, with any detox, there's a form of releasing, the detoxification. And then there is, which is the death. And then you've got the birth, which is the receiving, which is the channel. We're all natural channels. We all naturally channel our higher self, our soul self, our future self. So it's allowing this beautiful guidance to come in. And no matter what you believe in, you know, I believe in God, but I also believe in past lifetimes. I believe in spirit. I believe in angels. So, you know, whatever your belief structure is, you will have a faith in something, okay, where that receiving is coming from, and that is okay. And then there's the reset, which is the integration period, which is the period that comes after. So it's like the days and the weeks. And once that settles in, you start to get this beautiful, beautiful creation starts to happen, these new ideas. And that's when you truly start to write. It's just beautiful. So if you've never journaled before, and then, you know, there might be a lot of stuff that needs said, okay? Our throat chakra is the number one energy center that most women have that's out of balance. And this is where we hold the energy of shame, otherwise known as the Eve stain, from when Eve took a bite of the forbidden fruit, the apple. She followed her intuition and her desires. And unfortunately, as women, we have been punished for this ever since. What a load of bull. Like, seriously. This is the energy, and this is the basis of stuff. And it's just, I'm not even going to go there, because the apple in itself, let's talk about symbolism. Symbolism is the language of light, okay? And the apple is a powerful symbolism for love in Greek mythology, okay? The Greek god Dionysus, can't pronounce his name, offers apples to Aphrodite in order to win her heart. It's also connected to sensuality, to desire. It's connected to positivity in Jewish culture, where they ate apples immersed in honey, and honey is the sweetness of life, hence why this is called the Honey Temple. It is connected to feminine beauty and to youth in China, as apple blossoms are so beautiful and they bloom in the spring, which is, of course, the archetype of the maiden. So therefore, it's connected to fertility in Greek mythology. Hera, a beautiful goddess, received an apple during her engagement to Zeus. And it's connected to knowledge and wisdom, and where they gifted it to scholars as far back as the 1700s, connected to knowledge. And actually, you know, in the New Testament, Jesus is sometimes portrayed with an apple in his hand as a symbol of revival and redemption. And the phrase apple of my eye is often used to denote strong love, as in, I believe, the love between Jesus and Mary Magdalene. And, you know, we all know how, you know, what happened with Mary Magdalene and how she was depicted as a prostitute, and that she's the divine feminine, you know, that doesn't, you know, to conform to what others say, that does what's right for her and everybody benefits. But she, you know, she's, many people were scared of her energy, of her power, of her feminine energy. And this is really where the energy of shame is, goes way back then, and it travels back through your ancestry. And it's held in the throat chakra. And it's funny that my throat is just going just as I'm talking about this. So it's a powerful area for many women to heal this shame. And how we heal it, as Brené Brown, beautiful author, Brené Brown, we speak it. So, very, very powerful. And for some of us, we can have an overactive throat chakra or an underactive one, hence why it's connected to the thyroid hormone gland. So either speaking, and funny, I'm talking to my youngest daughter about this at the minute, either speaking excessively or going quite shy and not speaking and holding it in. So there's just, both of those are out of balance. So journaling is one way we can heal the energy of shame and reclaim who we are as women or men. Okay, so with each one of these steps, I'm going to give a self-care action, so the to-do, and how you can upgrade that self-care action, because you might already do some of this, you might not, and if you don't, certainly start with this. And then how can you upgrade and make that soul self-care? And just for anybody that is listening and you might want to come back to some of this, I have actually wrote this all out in text version, and it's on my website, soulselfmastery.com/blog. So it's the latest blog, I just popped it up there today. Okay, so soul self-care action. Write down about your day, right? Just simply write, how do you feel? How do you feel today? Don't just write the good stuff. Write, I'm feeling angry, frustrated. Don't go, why? And I should feel grateful and, you know, all of this stuff. Just write it. Just how do you feel? Okay. The other thing you can do is you can just, if you're cross or if you're angry or if you're frustrated, you know, you can write a letter to somebody. You're not going to give it to them. It's just to get it out of your system. And that's how Gabrielle Bernstein, another author, calls this rage on a page. Okay. And I actually shared on my Instagram page and a book called The Artist's Way. And in that book, the lady Julia Cameron, she talks about having this date with yourself. And she talks about doing something called the morning pages. And every year you just write, every year, every morning. It just comes out. You don't look at it, you don't read it, you get rid of it afterwards. And that's to get rid of the stuff there that's clogging things up, to get to the juicy stuff, just like in any detox, as was said, okay? So in soul self-care, if we were to upgrade this, write down about your day, how you feel, connect with the deeper emotion, allow yourself to feel by closing your eyes, and connecting with the heart. So rather than being in the head, you're placing your left hand in your heart, you're closing your eyes, you're going inward, and you're asking soul or the inner child what it needs. And it doesn't end there. Simply observe throughout the day. So this is the key, this awareness, this being the observer in your life and being super present to the signs and the symbols around you. Okay, there'll be certain things people will say around you, like kids. There'll be certain things you'll notice if you're looking out the window, if you're driving. It's all connected. Okay, I want you to be super aware of words. We are talking about words here. And, you know, the word spellings, you know, is connected to words. And, you know, with words, we either create or we destroy. So I want you to be more mindful. You know, we're talking about journaling, which is writing, but it's also listening. And it's also the words that you speak. So be super mindful of what you say and how you say it. And, you know, is that negative? Is that positive? Does that make the other person not feel good? What, you know, and just that awareness is super powerful. Okay. And then just repeat every day, committing to yourself, allow the words and the healing to flow. In the Hormone Balance Chakra course, we have journal prompts for each chakra and hormone gland each week. So journal prompts are super powerful. I love journal prompts, whereby you keep repeating the question over and over and you keep writing what you're hearing without thinking. So it really connects you to your subconscious mind or your soul self. Okay, so try these. Just if you're listening to me now and you're not driving, just close your eyes. If you are driving, just repeat the word over and over and see what your heart is saying. So how do I feel when others are distracted or not listening when I speak? How do I feel when others are distracted or not listening when I speak? And another one that you could ask is, I struggle to tell the truth when. I struggle to tell the truth when. And you keep writing and repeating and writing and repeating. Okay. So step two, get outside. Again, so simple, obvious, almost basic. But the thing is, this stuff is. And we overcomplicate it, overcomplicate things. So get grounded is generally what I'm saying. So working with the base chakra, otherwise known as the root chakra, is the key to being in your body, being present, working on your fears, but it's also where we start to create. But with every creation, something has to die. It is the circle of life. Okay, so again, another golden nugget. It doesn't really matter what you do. Okay, so just go outside as long as you're totally present. And we can go for a walk with friends. We can even go cold water dipping in a club. But essentially, that is self-care. Nothing wrong with that, and as long as you're not constantly needing the company, it's grand. But if you want to upgrade that, soul care is deeper. It's deeper than that, where you're connecting on a deeper level without distractions to heal. Gardening would be a really good example, but gardening without getting annoyed with the fact that it needs done, with that it's work, and not seeing it as a chore. Same as walking the dog, same as cutting the grass. Okay, it's enjoying the actual act and being super present in it. And did you know that Earth is literally like a big giant battery? Okay, the surface of the Earth has an electrical charge, a negative one, that needs grounded for safety, just like, you know, electrician would come to your house to make sure it's safe and putting walls around. We are essentially made up of energy, as I've said, and Earth is our conduit, okay? And we're not, when we are not using her, and things get heightened, literally heightened. So we will be too much in our heads. We're not grounded, you can get headaches, you can feel dizzy. That's why we need grounded into Earth's core. That's why it's funny, I'm actually just finished drinking a cup of ceremonial cacao, and that is known as the blood of Mother Earth. And it grounds you into your body. It's super powerful. So with the advance and increased usage in technology over the years, you know, particularly by young people, you know, and that's a whole other topic in itself. I'm not even going to go there. We'd be here all day. We do need to ground and connect, and we need to teach them to do so also. Okay. So, you know, we are like a child needs a mother. We are the children of Mother Earth as well. So let's connect with her. And even the simple act of walking barefoot in the earth or just lying on the ground for a few minutes. You know, if you are unable to move far, if you're not well, for whatever reason, you know, there's powerful electrons in the earth that enter and improve our functions. And they are literally like antioxidants, and they neutralize free radical toxins, etc. So, yeah, just get the feet outside. All right, so self-care action under this step would be, as I've said, meet friends, go for a walk, gardening, jogging, mountain climbing. To upgrade this to soul self-care, going for a walk, sea dip, hill climb, but being with the self, you know, observing the thoughts without judgment, breathing out anything not serving you, and asking for signs from the soul self and nature as to the source memory that created this belief. And watching for the patterns, signs, memories that are repeated in nature, it is so powerful. I see, a good mountain climb is unreal. If you have a big mountain to climb in your own life, climbing a mountain, oh my goodness, helps you start to step into that energy to start to bring it towards you. Okay, now you can still go with somebody, you know, and okay, I want you to stay safe, you know, but just you could break up for 5-10 minutes and just, you know, connect with the self and meditate. Okay, often one of the things that I do is I'll ask the land for a download of information. I'll touch the rocks and, you know, I'll hold the grass to help me with a problem or an issue that I have at the time, because the earth is just a limitless, infinite being, just like us. Super powerful. Okay, step three, do more of what you love. This will be different for everybody, so all I can do is talk about me. So for me, it's baths. I literally am obsessed with baths. I think it actually stems from, I was thinking about this the other day, that, you know, we wouldn't have had much money growing up, and we certainly didn't have, so you had to heat the water, you had to have fires. So we were only allowed like one bath and we all had to share it. And I was like the last one in, and it just, yeah, it wasn't, I didn't enjoy that. So I think it's like, that's my little indulgent is the bath to myself. So sometimes for me it's the act of the bath, and then when I get in I'm like, oh god, this is too hot, you know. So I literally would have 1, 3, 4, 5 times a week. I have my essential oils in it from doTERRA. I'll have Epsom salts. I might read a book or listen to a YouTube video or a meditation or a podcast. And with the state of the world at the minute, many people can be, you know, worrying about spending money on themselves, you know, when actually this is the time we need to up our self-care and our soul care. And a lot of it doesn't have to cost much. You know, this is why I'm passionate about teaching people how to heal themselves through the hormone balance chakra teachings, one-to-one sessions, where you literally learn how to hear your higher soul self. And that's why I started teaching the Reiki attunements, Reiki training workshops again as well in person. So I love massage too. And I have a great girl that I make sure I go to. at least once every season if I can. You know, I would have loved going to a spa, but it was so expensive and I didn't even enjoy the massage. So I just go to her and she's brilliant. She works with me wherever I am with my kids and dogs. Half the time the dog's lying on me and she's working around it. So it's brilliant. And for me, I see that as an investment. I see all of these things, you know, whether I go for monthly recce, which I used to do, you know, years and years ago, you know, it was a struggle to find. It was like to justify this, you know, it wasn't a huge amount of money, but it was like on myself. And then, you know, it can sort of fall down by the wayside, you know, when there's other things need. But I'm so glad I stuck at it, and it's definitely paying off now because it's an investment in the whole family, you know. So I'm a better mother, better coach, better friend, better partner. Okay, I love clothes, so that's the other one. But again, I had to look at, I have an addictive personality. I was addicted to partying. I loved a drink when I was younger, loved junk food, chocolate, you know, and shopping was one of these also. And what I used to do was, and a great friend and client, Samara at Evolve, you should check her out on Instagram and also her website. So Samara at Evolve. She helped me, she came round and taught me my colours, you know, what colours suited me, what are my colours. And it's interesting that most of my colours were not my colours. So, and I was dimming a lot, I was trying to hide, I was trying to blend into the background to not be seen, which many of us will do. And I was very overwhelmed and cluttered, even she was, looking at my wardrobe. And a lot of it, I was just buying stuff because it was in the sale. And none of it was Lincoln, none of it was, no wonder I couldn't find anything to wear. So she really did like a proper detox. She helped me with my colours, and then she helped me with what clothes sit at my frame, what were my best assets, so that I knew going into a shop what to buy or what not to buy. And also helped me that I should be, what's the word, really expressing my personality, you know. And she says, you have like a romantic style, but you're really edgy at the same time. So when I say, oh, I like those, yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, it really, you know, what she does is, you know, I will work on the inside, she'll work on the outside, but we both then work on the outside and the inside together. So it was just super powerful. And yeah, she took a hatchet to my wardrobe, not physically or literally, but she did. And honestly, it was the best money I ever spent. And I feel, you know, as women, we have no problem spending money on others, but when it comes to yourselves, it's like we feel guilty or not good enough, and literally we send that message to the universe of lack, and what will be mirrored back. And again, podcasts and articles like this, you know, one are free. You know, my regular yoga studio is, you know, offering a free day. I think it's next Saturday, the 22nd of October. It depends if you're when you're listening to this. It could be past, and so look out, but there'll be other stuff around, you know, look out. There's some free stuff, there's some stuff you can invest in, very, very small amount. But just, you know, factor in your soul self-care matters, you know, factor into the monthly budget, look at what areas you can revise, you know, all those daily coffees. I had to look at this, all my daily coffees were adding up, like £3.50 for a cuppa, you know, at the end of the month, that's £98. Okay. Do you know, and I'm not going to stop having the coffee, but I stopped having it as much, you know, and then that gives you a bit extra. So it's about just that balancing act and, you know, only saying yes if it's a holy hell yes. I love that. That's one of my cards, Mary Magdalene cards. So, yeah. So some of the to-do stuff around this, doing what you love. So again, it could be different. So lunch or dinner with friends, maybe a haircut, manicure, bath, movie night, massage. Okay, so they're self-care. We know what they are, but to upgrade that soul self-care, going for coffee or lunch date with the self, with yourself, a good book or a journal, or, you know, your journal. You know, if you have massage, maybe have a Reiki massage, which is where the masseuse is attuned to Reiki. I was in doing Reiki 1 last couple of weeks ago, and it was a masseuse, and I was gin her to Reiki 1, she'll have Reiki 2 as well. If you've never had a Reiki session before, maybe mix it up and, you know, try one of those, and that'll give you more awareness of what areas you need to look at, what areas are out of balance and need your attention. Choosing a movie. Movies are just such powerful symbolism, such powerful messages in them. And again, being super present to them, you can learn so much. You know, half the time, say if I'm really struggling, I'm having a really bad day, I can't sit and meditate, I can't sit and be quiet, I'll just put a movie on, but I will get what I need from that movie, you know. So it's still like I'm doing something, you know, for myself and trying to get to the source of it. Okay. Step four, time with Soul Tribe. Okay. So as we grow and we move through life, we change, and so do our friendship group. And it just naturally changes and evolves with us, or it doesn't. So for many, we can try and force a square peg into a round hole so we don't feel rejected, abandoned, shut out from the crowd, etc. So from personal experience, my gut feeling and intuition have always told me, and I often ignored it. And then some big fallout came that was much harder to deal with in the long run. And I just wish I'd listened, you know. You do not have to, you know, be upfront. You don't have to be confrontational. You don't have to say, I don't want to hang out with you. Or, you know, if it's a family member, you don't need to get into an altercation. You know, we can be graceful with our version of saying, no, we're not right now. Let me come back to you. Or I'm not feeling that. Practice healthy boundaries. And knowing, you know, what you like to do is the key. That's where you start. And then also who around you makes you feel good. Who drains you, you know, and it's not about putting the blame on them, you know, it's just sometimes maybe yous have changed, yous want different things, you know. So understand that no one means to hurt you. Everybody has their own unhealed wounds, and not everybody, you know, wants to and can look at them, you know. We are, and also it just depends what's going on for them. So we'll all maybe look at stuff at different times as well, you know. If we spend too much time with one person, you know, this can just need rebalanced. And again, I'm talking to my eldest daughter, you know, about this with friendships and stuff. And it's really difficult. And I think if we'd have been taught this stuff when we were younger, it'd be much easier now, you know. So spending more time with yourself and releasing that codependency. And also what I call it, distraction energy too. Okay, so some to-dos, meeting up for coffee, you know, dinner, theatre, walks, shopping, wine, family gatherings, like their self-care. Okay, so the sole self-care to do would be all of the above, all of what I'm saying. But when you're asked, you know, maybe instead of saying yes straight away, just say, let me come back to you, sit with it, hand in your heart, I'm feeling it. You know, you don't need to know why, it doesn't need to be a bad thing, you know, and just know what you want. Or like, I'm just not sure, does that date sit? How does the person or group make me feel? You know, which time or date would be better? You know, one of the things I do is I check my monthly cycle. Where am I in my cycle when that date is happening? And if I am premenstrual or I'm menstrual, I ain't go, because I know I'll cancel. And I will really annoy people because I just go so internal. I've no energy. That's known as going into your feminine cave, and we will do that once a month. The best time to go out on any date or any activity or any fun times would be when during ovulation time. It's the best. So again, if I also look at my week, am I busy that week, you know, things like that, what are the kids doing, so I don't feel resentful, you know. So because I've just learned from it, you know. And either way, you know, we have this deep fear of being an outcast, deep fear of just being shut out in the cold from the tribe. And either way, you will be, you know. So you might as well just do what you want. You might as well choose that tribe and understand that anybody that does treat you that way, they're not for you, okay? So if they're true soul tribe, they will understand. And you can be vulnerable, assertive, and not aggressive when challenged. And you can tell the truth without judgment. So saying no, but feeling guilty or bad about that is self-care. Say no and processing, talking to the inner child about the false self-belief that this bringing up is soul care, your soul self-care. Okay, so step five, declutter your home. So I talked in step three about decluttering your wardrobe. Obviously I mentioned Samara. And that is so freeing on many different levels. So you can imagine what it's like to declutter your whole house and ultimately your life, which is really what the hormone balance is. It's the decluttering of the life, because from that, then you'll start to declutter clothes and declutter rooms and declutter car and relationships and things like that, just to bring more balance in. But let's start with the house here. The house is powerful. It is our home. You know, stuff has energy attached to it. And like the point before, we grow out of things, but as a nation, we struggle with letting go. It's the same with grief, because we've been taught that it's the end. You know, I know when somebody dies in the physical that they live on in their spiritual bodies, their soul. I've experienced it, I've seen it, I connect with it regularly. And that's why I'm trained in accessing past lives. So when I ask people in my circle, in my different circles, what is their intention for coming or joining, you know, the common answer is abundance, you know. And we want to feel abundant. We want to feel loved. We want to feel more connection, to have nice things, to enjoy time off. Like, ultimately, that's why we do it all. You know, our values, to be with family, with friends. But in order for more to come in, we have to let go of the old. And that includes the old part of us, the old part of ourselves that feels in lack, that doesn't feel good enough or worth it because it's holding us back. And it's the same with items around the home. I always say a tidy car is a tidy mind. Yes, I'm using the car analogy because we don't have to have every room tidy. Otherwise, there would be no time for soul care. So when, you know, when there are, you know, less things, less clutter, it appears tidier, you know, and that calms our nervous system and gives us clarity. When I declutter a room, honestly, it takes, I'm so dramatic, it could take me days because I literally have to lie down for hours. I literally am burping and I'm just, it's like I do a healing session because you are, you're clearing the stuff. Now that's because I'm super aware of it, you know, so you'll be doing that. Maybe you might not notice it, but you might feel grumpy afterwards. You might feel tired for the days afterwards, you know, preceding that, you know, and that's why it's a proper healing session itself. Okay, so some to-dos. So again, self-care to-dos that you might already do or you could maybe start would be declutter your wardrobe. So what you might do for self-care is you'll declutter the wardrobe, feel great, and then you'll fill it up again with similar items. Or you'll clean a room in the house and just maybe move everything around, tidy it, and throw out an item and then go out and straight replace it with something else. You know that it's good for a bit and that feels good, but it's, there's no depth. You know, we want to go a bit deeper. If you do, if you're open to it. So soul care would be declutter your wardrobe, but maybe research your body shape. Look at what colours suit you, you know, your soul self-expression. Who are you? What's your personality? What were you like when you were younger? How did you dress? You know, if you have a presentation to do or a conversation to have, or you're maybe feeling low, like what colour and clothing do you naturally reach for? You know, how could you be more mindful and change it up? What would shift your mood? Same with the home. You know, do you have one special room or space that is a mummy or partner-free zone? That no matter how little time you have, as soon as you enter or sit on that chair, you connect deeper with the soul self. You know, if you're doing a room up or doing your house up, take time over it. Ask what items and colours reflect your personality. So for me, I love peacocks. And this stemmed from a not so happy time in my life when I mentioned this earlier on Halloween night, 31st of October 2007, I attempted suicide. But what I had sitting on the bed beside me was a peacock costume to wear that night to go to a party. Never wore that costume. But that time in my life was when I woke up, when a part of me died and another was reborn. And it's taken me many, many years to reclaim her. But I refused to put her in a room and shut the door. I faced my fears, I found my desires, as they're both the same energy. So for me, I wanted to honour the peacock. I wanted to love, that's why my whole brand and is connected to the peacock colours. You know, peacock symbolism is regrowth, rejuvenation, royalty, respect, honour, integrity, love and passion. Those are me. The feather represents divine power, you know, which... funny enough, I subsequently found out in 2020 when I cleared my own Akashic records as one of my divine gifts, and that's to help other women, you know, be in their power and understand that. You know, I had dimmed who I was for many years, and because I didn't know or understand myself as this divine being. So from that night, I found all of the above, and an old part of me did die that day. And it's funny, with the peacock, it's believed that the peacock's body does not rot. You know, so they symbolise immortality. In ancient times, the peacock inspired many to trust their abilities and be proud of who they are. And that is where I am today, 15 years later. So when we recently were renovating our home, I chose peacock wallpaper with the help of the lovely Tarsha at Weston Style Homes. She has such an eye for detail, but she's so intuitive. Again, very similar to Samara, just in a different, obviously with clothes, and this was the home. So again, you know, this was not my area of expertise, so, you know, I had to contact somebody that was intuitive, that was on my level, but, you know, they trained in this, just like people would come to me. So I was connected very divinely with Tarsha by a mutual friend, and all of the pieces started to fall together as they do when we make that first step. So then subsequently, I relaunched the business under the name Soul Self Mastery, not too long after that wallpaper went up, and you'll see it on my website. Okay, so number six, step six, practice positive affirmations. So apologies, this podcast is quite long, but there's a lot to say on this topic. And I really wanted to give you stuff that you could use, okay? So positive affirmations are positive statements that we repeat to ourselves, either out loud or in our heads. Again, these are in the Hormone Balance Chakra Modality Journal. Suggestions each week for each chakra. Affirmations have been scientifically proven to help with improving mental health. So studies show that people who use affirmations have lower levels of anxiety and stress and are more likely to improve their goals. So, you know, they also help with self-esteem, self-compassion, and also improve physical health. So as children, we have suppressed and put into the shadow those parts of us that maybe others told us were bad or weren't good. And again, this is known as shadow work, inner child work, ego. Reconnecting and facing those parts of us, I suppose, that we have shut away, but that are trying to integrate with us to help us become whole, as essentially they're all part of us. And this can appear and this can show up as negative self-destructive thoughts in our head that we constantly keep thinking through repetition. And this constantly repeating this, then they become beliefs. Really, a belief is just a thought that we keep thinking, and as such, it can be changed. It can be changed with thoughts, and hence the power of affirmations. Okay, so affirmations, you know, can help to rewire our brain by changing the way we think, almost like we are tricking the brain by telling us we already have or are that thing, which is why I love using positive affirmations that are in the present tense. Okay, and again, you can add in EFT, emotional freedom technique, where you have the positive affirmation, you're tapping certain areas of the body as well. So positive affirmations also help us, you know, if practiced consistently, to take action. And that's where many of us, you know, need help, or shall I say the divine action, as many of us are busy doing things, a lot of things. So it's, you know, what I try to do in this next part is, you know, here's an example of an affirmation, like a self-care affirmation. So I am capable of doing anything I set my mind to. So how could we, you know, I was looking at this and going, right, okay, how could I make that deeper? How could I make that a soul self-care affirmation? And, you know, you want to make sure that you have intentions in there, you have goals in there, that it's the present tense. You know, so what is that one thing you're wanting to achieve as part of this affirmation? Is it a new job or a relationship? Is it an event that you're promoting? And add that in as if you're already that future version of you. So here's how I've changed it. So this new affirmation in the soul self-care would be, I'm 100% consciously capable of doing this job, this workshop, as my higher source, soul self. Okay. So moving on to step seven, get more sleep. I know it's boring. When we sleep, we heal. We really underestimate the power of sleep. As we do, as I've said, with most healthy things that are free and widely available. So when you get a good night's sleep, you allow your body to repair and to maintain, which naturally means to heal, or essentially means to heal. You know, we have all felt the effects of lack of sleep. And unfortunately, many of us have just got used to it. So, you know, but we don't have to. You know, sleep is a big element I talk about in the Hormone Balance Chakra modality, as it's connected to the crown chakra and the pineal hormone gland, which produces the hormone melatonin. Sleep is also connected to the hormone insulin, which regulates our blood sugar, which is why many of us are so tired. And also this hormone gets knocked off with eating too much sugar. So due to high stress levels, we are under, are craving and consuming more sugar, carbs, chocolate and alcohol more than ever. So this is in turn, this increases our cortisol levels in turn, which is our stress hormone, which sends a message to the brain to be on high alert, which, you know, and that makes us under attack. So then we can't sleep because we're like protecting ourselves. So then this vicious cycle just continues, you know. So we also create new neural pathways and connections when we sleep, so we can learn new information, remember old memories to heal and form new ones. So lots of benefits in productivity and concentration, immune system, weight and mood. Okay, so a self-care to do to help with your sleep routine would be have a bath, diffuse lavender essential oil, turn technology off 2 hours before bed, don't eat sugar or drink caffeine after two, take magnesium, ensure the room is dark, declutter the space, reduce toxins in your skincare, your toothpaste, things like that. Okay, because that affects the testosterone levels and, you know, in the pineal gland. Now, if we were to look at the soul self-care, you know, how do we, all of that's great actually, so all of the above, you know, that I've just said, but understand when you sleep, you heal, you know, you connect with your subconscious mind. So maybe keep a notepad beside your bed and, you know, as you dream, recall them. And then, you know, interpret the symbolism of them as part of your daily sacred practice, including all or some of these steps. You know, the pineal and the pituitary are closely related, you know, to the crown and the third eye chakra, which is your inner sight and your intuition. So when you do the inner work and you sleep better, you know, it just is. I used to suffer from insomnia, and now, like last night, I was just so happy. I slept for 11 hours. Now, that's not the norm, but I've had a lot going on, so I really needed it, you know. So you can also ask for a download. So if you have like an issue, a problem, something that needs solved, you're worried about something, you've had a conversation, something at work, maybe with a partner as well, you can ask for a download before you go to sleep from your higher self, your soul self. You can instruct your higher self and your guide, your loved ones that have passed over, to give you healing in a certain area in your body whilst you sleep. So it's super powerful. Okay, step 8, read more books. I love the term read is to lead. And that simply means to be the leader and the star in your own story. You need to read to learn, to gather all the information available, and then decide which is right for you and which isn't. As you know, not every author is for everybody, just not every spiritual teacher is for everyone either. So again, for many, finance can be an issue. So books are not expensive. You know, you may want to join that course, that workshop by maybe a famous well-known author or spiritual self-development leader, but the price tag is very high for now. So instead of feeling lack and annoyed about where you are, buy their book. I literally love Denise Duffield Thomas, and I would love to join her programs, but they're just out of my budget right now. Someday. So what I do is I buy and I read her books. I listen to her podcasts. I take her online quizzes. And I even went to a Hay House event where she was presenting for an hour, because I knew that, like, even just that alone was worth it, just to hear her talk. And she was the best, I have to say. That was a couple of years ago. So absorb it all. There are many resources available to us if we look and keep putting that one foot in front of the other. Okay, so the how-to and the self-care would be the act of reading the book, taking the time out for you either to read or to listen to Audible or a podcast. And then the soul self-care, you know, upgrade would be changing a belief and ultimately a habit after applying knowledge learned through a book. You know, connected with your intuition. So if there is, I love books that maybe have meditations in them or have questions in them, little activities, and a lot of people skim over those. Do them. They are super powerful. And if you have to read the book once or go back and do again and do them, or else stop and start, do what you know you will, that's right for you. Okay, step 9, take up yoga. Okay, so again, I debated whether to change this to move. But, you know, this is where I started, and I've helped many, and that's why I incorporate, you know, yoga into the hormone balance as well, because it's super powerful. When I was 22, I went on a holistic retreat in Donegal, and I went with my mum, and I was just meant to be there. It was somebody else. Her friend had the ticket, and then she couldn't go, so I went. And I was just so meant to be there. And then when I got there, I heard there's no alcohol and it was all healthy vegan food for 5 days. I was like, oh no, let me leave. But I have to say, it turned my life around. It really did. I just, you know, at that time in my life, I partied hard, played hard, burnt the candle at both ends. And, you know, even the Shavasana, my very first Shavasana, which is known as court pose, which you do at the end of yoga. I literally fell asleep. I literally was dribbling. I fell asleep, and I suffered insomnia at that time. So I was like, what is going on? What is this magical thing? So yoga anchors us in the present moment because it brings us back to into your body, which is true soul self-care. You know, the years that came revealed much trauma, which I didn't know was there. So after the yoga, as I was growing up, as I was living life, you know, I just noticed there was stuff that, there was patterns, there was beliefs. I wasn't aware of it until I started to look. And, you know, this is why, you know, there's the word trauma actually translates in Greek to the word wound. So that's often, you know, this is what I help people with, is getting to the core emotional wound. You know, our minds become entangled in events of the past and expectations for the future, but our physical body lives in the now, and we can connect with it through yoga because it's, you know, it's really mindful, unlike other types of exercise, which are good. I'll go to the gym, I'll do other stuff, but yoga just brings me back home. You know, I yoga in Sanskrit means to yoke, to harness, which is translated as a union. It connects us to our spiritual soul selves by harnessing the present. And I often get my best ideas during a yoga class. Now, just as a word of warning, if you haven't done yoga, you know, it took me a while to get started. You have to find the right teacher and the right time and all the rest to connect with. But when you do, you know, just stick at it. So again, an action in self-care would be, you know, buying a block of yoga classes, and just committing to once a week. And then to upgrade this, you know, maybe go on your own. Maybe before you go, think of an intention as you're driving there. You know, maybe not talking to too many in the class and really connect with yourself in the space. Being very mindful when you leave for that hour after yoga. Maybe journaling or continuing that soul self-care after that as well. Okay, so the last step, step 10, and we're nearly done. Thank you for your patience, is schedule time for daily meditation. Leaving the best to last. So there's so many different ways to meditate, and none of them are wrong. You know, it simply is what feels right for you. So contrary to popular belief, meditation is not about clearing your head of negative or low vibe thoughts. It's about observing your thoughts, accepting them all, good or bad, high or low, and simply being. So there are different ways to meditate. And as I struggled to quiet my mind. That's why I take people through a guided visualization journey. So, and I have symbolism in there to help them with decipher what's going on in their life, to help them with different cues. And so it's personal to them. And it takes them out of their current life stresses. So I get many messages from people actually who have struggled to meditate, saying that they can meditate with me. So I love that. And that's why I started to do more meditation. And I became aware that I was a natural channel. You know, when I used to attend meditation, and I used to just go off and see all sorts of stuff, you know, and I actually thought I was doing something wrong. And then I became aware I was channeling. So I embraced the skill and, you know, what I saw when I did. And then suddenly the shamanic part of me was born as well, as I simply allowed it all to flow. So depending on where you are in your meditation journey, I started out with gentle guided meditations, which are all about the voice and the music to unwind. And then I moved up to a visualization journey, like I do now. And that allowed me to go deep into my own healing journey. And then I became silent. And now I mindfully meditate, like as I go about my day, through symbolism and connection with my soul self, the language of light, and just revert to what suits me in any given day. So there are guided meditations actually on this podcast, The Honey Temple, and there are quite a lot on my YouTube channel. And then some saved on my Instagram page also. So meditation really helps you to connect with your soul self, which is why it's an integral part of the hormone balance chakra modality. And the how-to, like for self-care. So access and follow a guided, relaxing meditation once a week, or whenever you're feeling out of balance, that would be self-care. So if that's where you're at, do that. Or if you haven't done that, if you've been doing that for a while, then maybe upgrade, you know. So start to explore different meditations. Start to listen to silent ones. Start to do more guided visualization ones with pauses in it. Start to have a cup of ceremonial cacao with it. That allows you to go deeper, you know, relaxes the body quicker, you know. And yeah, just sit with the self, you know, sit in nature. So some days you will hear, see, know what the guidance is, and some days you'll receive nothing, and you have to be okay with whatever. Okay, so I need to close this now, as I'm only like 60 minutes, I say. So I hope this gives you a flavour and a starting point. And the best advice I could give you is to commit to your soul self-care practice daily. Start with the self-care and be more present, less distracted. Spend more time on your own and just be. And suddenly it'll all fall into place. Much love. Take care. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Honey Temple so that you're notified when I upload a new episode. And please share it if you feel that this will help others. Have a great day.